We are about to start Siman Reish Tzadik Tes, and we'll be doing the first sif only. Oser lechol shum dover, o afilo lishtos yayin o sharmashkin chutz mimayim, mishetechshach ad sheyavdil. You're not allowed to drink anything but water from when it gets dark until you make havdalah. So on Matzoy Shabbos, from when it gets dark, you're not allowed to drink anything until you make havdalah. Now, the Lashon of the Mechaber is Mishetech Shach for when it gets dark, which sounds like he's talking about Tzeisek HaChavim. However, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, Lefi Rov Rishonim, Bein HaShmoshes, there's an Isser Shtia as well. We're talking about where someone already finished his Shalashudas. Now he's just thirsty, he'd like to drink something. According to Rov Rishonim, from Shkia already, on Shabbos, it's also to drink anything if you already finished your meal. There is a day in the Rishonim that Bein HaShmoshes is Mutter. It's the day of the Baal HaMor and possibly the Rosh. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings up the case, first of all, of somebody that realizes it's already Shkia and he has not yet made Shalashudas. What should he do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he should wash, although it's after the Shkia. Why is that? So he says, first of all, since it's Ledvar Mitzvah, you can rely on the sheet of the Baal HaMor and possibly the Rosh. That Bein HaShmoshes, you can wash. But then he adds, even better, Bein HaShmoshes is a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. So, on the tzad that it's Yom, you Makayim Shalashudas, you Makayim a Mitzvah. On the tzad that it's Laila, you're over in Issa D'Rabbanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a Sofik Mitzvah D'Rabbanan is Docha, a Sofik Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, Bein HaShmoshes, you're allowed to wash. He then concludes that the Minig is Lahakel. So, Halacha L'Maisa, of course, you should wash, and actually you should eat the first Kazayas, maybe even a Kebetza, before Shkia. However, if you didn't, so long as it is still Bein HaShmoshes, so long as it's before it says Tzeisek HaChavim, the halacha is that you are allowed to wash. Now we'll soon see that there is one for wash for Shalashudas. We'll soon see that there is one exception. Now another thing, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you already made Shalashudas? Made Shalashudas, you benched, and now it's Bein HaShmoshes on Motzoi Shabbos, meaning it's after Shkia of Shabbos, and you're thirsty. You're very thirsty. Or hungry. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you could be Mekel, and you can rely on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, it's still Vadayom. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that there seemed to have been a minig, that they had Sudas Nesu, and I assume he's talking about a Sheva Brachas, that they're Mekel, and what they do is they wash after Shkia for Shalashudas. And he says, Ein limchos, you shouldn't protest, because they're relying on the Mekilim. Also, he says, Bein HaShmoshes itself is really a suffix, because Rabbi Yossi's shita is the Bein HaShmoshes is a herif ayin, like a moment before Tzeisek HaChavim. So, first of all, we have a shay, we have a machlokis, what the din is Bein HaShmoshes, if you're allowed to eat before Abdullah. Second of all, we have a machlokis, when Bein HaShmoshes begins. So, Ein limchos, you should not protest. Then says the Mishnah Berurah, all of this is only if it's with if it's not within a half hour of Tzeis. But within a half hour of Tzeis HaChavim, it is usur to start eating or drinking anything that that would be considered a meal. Why? Because it's Chotzi Shir, it's Samuch L'Zman Kriyishma, and before Kriyishma, which is the Doraisa, you're not allowed to go and eat. Another case, yeah, by the way, in Eretz Yisroel, where the minig seems to be that people keep early zmanim, where people hold that Mi'ikar Adin Tzeisek HaChavim could be as early as 25 minutes after Shkia. This is only near Yerushalayim, where Moshe Feinstein he has a tshuva where he was really upset about the early zmanim they keep in Yerushalayim. But it seems that it's quite nohog, it's normal for people to daven Maariv and consider it already Vaday Laila from 25 minutes after Shkia. The question is, does that mean you couldn't even wash 5 minutes before Shkia? And the poskim say, when it's Vadayom, Chazal never asered washing because of the mitzvah of the next day, of the Laila. So they say that no matter how early a zman one is going to keep for tzeizik achavim, one would not aser washing before shkia on Shabbos out of the chashash that it's within a half hour of zman kriyishma. Now another thing, what happens if somebody davened Maariv early on Matzoy Shabbos? We learned that from Plaga Mincha on, the halach is if someone has to, say he has to be machshich al atchum, he's traveling somewhere for a Dvar Mitzvah, say a mole who has to do a bris on Sunday, he's got to catch a bus or a plane, and if he doesn't leave right at Matzoy Shabbos, he's going to miss it. So he wants to walk to the end of his tchum. So the halach is he's allowed to daven Maariv early, walk to the end of his tchum, and the moment Shabbos is over, jump into a bus, and he's headed for his Dvar Mitzvah. If somebody did that, says the Mishnah Brura, that it's borer, that he's not allowed to eat. I say it's borer. Lemaisa, he then says that there are some achronim that are mekel. But pashtis, if one davens Maariv, then even though it's still mebo'ud yom, the halachi is that he's not allowed to eat before he makes havdalah. So this is all if a person wants to start eating after Shkia and Shabbos afternoon. So we came out, Ben HaShmosh is Aser, the exceptions being, number one, if one wasn't Mekayim Shalashudis yet, and number two, if somebody's very hungry, and a third case where if people, Lidvar Mitzvah, make a Sheva Brachas and they wash late, Ein Limchos. Now the Mechaber goes on. If somebody was eating by day and then it got dark on him, he doesn't have to stop. Afilu mishtiya, even from drinking, that means if he's eating a meal, he's allowed to continue even the drinks of the meal. Because even the drinks of the meal are considered a continuation of that meal. Whereas if somebody was just drinking and then it got dark, Tzorech lahafsik, he has to be mafsik. Says the Mishnah Brura, the case is that he made a motzi by day, even though all he did was mibod yom, was made a motzi, that's enough. What happens if somebody, after shkia, starts eating? Since it was be'isr, he has to stop immediately. Now, what happens in the case of somebody that didn't wash for Shalashudis, or he's hungry, and now it's Bein HaShemashis, and it's within a half hour of the Zman Krishma. So the Mishnah Brura says that if he goes to shul regularly, and there's a shamash that calls you to shul, you could be somach on that. Now what happens if you started by day, you washed by day, and now you're continuing? There you don't have to stop even for Krishma. What happens if you had a meal, say you had Shalashudis, in the middle of Shalashudis, you got up and you daven Maariv? So the Mishnah Brura says that it could be that it's also eat anymore. If you said Baruch HaMavdol only for the sake of turning on a light, but you're in the middle of your meal, there the Mishnah Brura says that you can continue and eat. Which means that Lamaisa, what happens if you had Shalashudis, and Shalashudis went very long, in the middle of Shalashudis, they made some minyan on the side for Maariv, and then you come back and you finish the Shalashudis. Say there's a tish for Shalashudis, in the middle you went out and daven Maariv, and now you come back. So here the halach is, if you didn't yet make Havdalah, you're not allowed to eat, because you were mafsik. Whereas, not so, if in the middle of the Suda you didn't make Havdalah, you just said Baruch HaMadol so you can turn the light on, there you can continue with your Suda, and you're allowed to eat. Now, it's said here that if you started eating, you can continue. If you start drinking, you cannot continue. What does eating include? What do you have to eat? So, pashtus eating is a pas, pashtus mazonis also. How about anything less than that? So, there seems to be a machlokas aposkim lamaisa, where we asked Revel Yashiv many years ago, and he said that it was only drinks that were not good enough, but he said certainly... Certainly, if you're eating cake, there's no problem. That's called hischil. You don't have to wash mamish. And I know that there are others that are cholik on that. Says the Ramah. So we saw the Ramah who said, even mishtia. That means if you were eating a if you were eating a meal, then you're allowed to continue drinking. Whereas if you only drank, then you cannot. Now we go further. V'yesh omrim tahani mili b'sofik hashecha al bavade hashecha filo yoshev ochel poros mapo mavdo v'gomer sudasa. There's a day that holds that once it really is tseisa kachavim, there the halacha is you must cover the pas and make havdalah. Hagov a minig pashit kesvar rishona. But the minig is like the first lashon. The minig is that even at vaday laila you're allowed to continue. So if someone's eating shalashudis, he can continue eating shalashudis as late as he wishes.